International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today, I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of southern flavor. I'm looking out of my window, and it is a cold but beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia. I am so grateful that you've joined me from all over the world, South America, from Canada, from Asia, from Japan, from Europe, from Africa, and knowing that you were attracted to this show by the Spirit of God so that you can receive enlightenment, shift your consciousness so that you can receive the revelation, the knowledge, and the insight that you've been praying for, probably so that you can begin to manifest the life of your dreams. And what kind of life is that? I'm going to say that it is a life filled with abundance and purpose. Well, how are you doing today? I'm doing really fantastic, really awesome. As I say every day, people ask me, how are you doing, Constance? I said, I'm amazing. And I think I love that word amazing because I connected with the amazing grace of God that I know is just super abounding and increasing in my life on a daily basis. Well, can you believe that we are about 15 days away from the end of the year, from 2014? I mean, time is moving so quickly. It's amazing, isn't it? And I'm probably going to be teaching the last 2 weeks in the year because I really want to help you to begin to take an inventory of what has really happened in your life, all the wonderful manifestations that have occurred in your life. You know, sometimes when we have really big intentions and large goals, we tend to overlook all of the wonderful and awesome and powerful things that God did manifest in our lives. So today, I have an interesting show for you. I have one of my faithful listeners who is going to be sharing about how this show has impacted his life. And then I have back with me again Richard R. Harper, and we're going to be talking about part two of consciously creating wealth. So really, really, really excited about that. And one exciting thing that I did this week was I contacted 5 listeners globally. They didn't know that I was going to call them or to Skype them. And some people I talked to and some people, they were not available. And so I left them a wonderful voicemail thanking them for being a faithful listener. And lastly, I want you to remember that my coaching prices change at the end of 2014. So you have about maybe 15 days to purchase my coaching package, half year on-demand coaching, yearly coaching, and I will allow you to use those sessions, spread them out in 2014. Excuse me. And so go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And of course, also you will find my 2 books, Secrets of Success, my book on attracting genuine love and the wonderful affirmations that I have. I have affirmations in the areas of prosperity, health, loving yourself, and attracting love. So visit my website. I would love to coach with you. And then lastly, I want you to make sure that you go to Law of Attraction Radio Network and get the wonderful Law of Attraction magazine. It's wonderful. As a matter of fact, I have a powerful article in there on how to increase or attract more prosperity in your life. So go to loaradionetwork.com and just click on the link that says Law of Attraction Magazine. I got that out. Okay, so let's get started with my very special guest. My very special guest is Mr. Russell Bruce, and he lives here in Atlanta. And Russell and I have never met. I saw him on Facebook, and he's always emailing me, telling me how great my show is. And so one new thing I'm really adding to the show is to have some of the listeners come on and just talk about how this show has really shifted and changed your life. So, Russell Bruce, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you for having me, Constance.
How you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. How about yourself?
I'm really good. So we both live in Atlanta, Russell, and I've never met you, but I kind of feel like I know you because I've seen some of your posts on Facebook. So share with our listeners how you found the show and how this show has really shifted and changed your life.
Okay. A few years back, I lost my brother and mother in health-related illnesses. And so that kind of put me in the deep thinking place there. When you lose people that are close to you, you tend to do a lot of introspective thinking. And being that I was going through a new chapter in my life, I started digging and looking for new books and so forth to read to help get me through those times. And I just bought a new iPhone, so I was on iTunes and I was pulling up different books and authors, and I happened to see podcasts on there, and some of them were free. So I started combing through the podcast, and somehow was steered to the Think, Believe, and Manifest show. And I started listening to the podcast on your show, and it resonated with my spirit. It was exactly what I was searching for, and you had it there in abundance. So, needless to say, over the last few years, probably about 3 years or so, I've pretty much deleted all the music off of my phone and downloaded hundreds of your shows.
Wow.
And whenever I'm traveling, on an airplane or driving in traffic or whatever, I'm listening to your show. I have amazing results with the information that I've gathered from you.
Well, thank you. And sometimes Atlanta traffic, we know, Russell, what that's like sometimes, especially, if you're on 285. And I've had so many guests, so many New York Times best-selling authors. But has there been one show or one or two shows or any quote or any revelation that really, 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 really helped you?
Yeah, there's a lot, but my favorite is always Mr. Dennis Kimbrough.
Oh, yeah.
So I always love Dennis Kimbrough. But there's been several people on there, and if you look at most of my Facebook quotes, I pretty much stole them from your guest on your show, or they inspired me to put something else in my own words. There was one that really stood out with me, and it was when man discovered a mirror, he began to lose himself because he was more concerned with his image than his soul. And that resonated with me. And also the fact that you're always saying it's an inside job, because I think a lot of people, they're living their life from the outside in instead of from the inside out. And, whether it's personal or business, everything starts on the inside. Because I'm one of those that has the belief that we are spiritual beings having a physical existence or physical experience.
Well, you talked about how it impacted you personally. Professionally, I think you told me that you were an engineer, but you have a business on the side. So what is your business and how has the show helped you? And even you're so right, Russell. I say that every week and I'm like, are people tired of me saying it's an inside job? But it's inside in the area of business. So you are an engineer by
Yes.
profession, and then I understand you have another business. So what is that business, and how has the show helped you with that?
Yes, I'm an independent distributor with a company called Kayani. And most of the people here in the United States probably haven't heard about it, but they will.
I haven't heard about that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they actually started about 8 years ago, mm-hmm. and it took off overseas. So predominantly it was in Europe and Asia. But they recently did a relaunch here in America back in August, and it started down in Dallas. And I was fortunate enough to have a friend that was part of that relaunch that had been in contact with me and was telling me about it. You know, I shrugged it off for a while, but eventually it caught my eye because they were having so much success. Currently, the team that I'm part of is accounting for 76% of the company's new growth. So it's exploding. Wow. And we brought it here to Atlanta just recently, just a few weeks ago, actually. So the people here in the Atlanta area are in for a treat. It's a chance for them to become extremely healthy and also make a lot of money in the process. And you could change lives with this particular program and product.
So how do you spell that product? And it's like is it a liquid supplement that people can take? And, you know, health and wellness, especially since baby boomers, we have the money and the time, and we really want to invest in our health. So how do you spell that? Because I want our listeners internationally to hear that.
Okay. Kyani is spelled K-Y-A-N-I. And it's actually an Alaskan term that means strong medicine.
That's interesting.
Right. And you asked the question whether it was liquid or not. Actually, there's three parts to it. And this is like a complete nutritional supplement program. The first part is our sunrise, which consists of 17 different fruits and vegetables. And the one main ingredient is the Alaskan blueberry, which has the highest antioxidant rating of any fruit on the planet. And that's what's really driving this thing.
I didn't know that.
Yes, as a matter of fact, when you get a hold of this information, you'll be impressed. It has the highest ORAC rating of anything out there, and that's like the oxygen radical absorbance capacity. And that's what's actually causing a body to heal itself. Mm-hmm. So you're having all these miraculous turnarounds in health of people with cancer and lupus and diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, what have you. And we're having amazing results with this. Also, there's a Nitro FX, which is made from a noni plant, which causes the body to produce nitric oxide naturally. All right, so therefore, there's no side effects, and your body will never produce more than what it needs, so you're not going to be harmed with it, whereas there's other products out there where people are taking nitric oxide that has a lot of side effects. You don't have that with this product. And then the other is our Sunset, which consists of the main ingredient is sockeye salmon oil, which gives you your omega-3 fatty acids, et cetera. And it has some other good vitamin E's and so forth in there. So these three combined, we're having miraculous results with. And also financially, like I said before, our business partners are coming in. The amount of money that they're making is great. If you're looking for a plan B that can become a plan A, Kyani is that choice.
Wow. I love that. And I wanted you to share that. Russell, because I believe that, you know, the show and what you're listening to not only impacts you personally, but it will impact your business. And I believe that people all over the world, no matter what country you're in, that they can really, I know this is multi-level marketing, and I just wanted you to share, you know, not that we're trying to promote your business, but I just wanted the people to hear how this show has really impacted you, not only personally, but professionally. So how can people contact you, you know, for anyone who's looking for something different in 2015, and you're like, I love it when you said you could make this not plan B, but plan A of your life. How can people contact you? Do you have a website? Do you have an email, a phone number, etc.?
Yes, actually, you can go to my website, which is RussellBruceOnline.com, and that's two S's, two L's, and Russell. And you could leave your contact information. I'll also have a webinar up there, which gives you an overview of what the company actually entails and some of the exciting features to it. And you can put your email, cell phone number information in there, and I'll get back to you.
Well, wow. Well, Russell, I just appreciate you being on my show. Well, what would you say to someone who might be a new listener? Maybe they've just heard maybe five or six of my podcasts. I have over 300. What would you say to them about the impact of listening to the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show?
The impact, well, here, I'll sum it up with this. And I think I heard this quote on your show as well,
Ah.
that your life will not change when you know what to do. Your life will change when you do what you know.
Wow,
Because the
that's
thing
very
is,
powerful.
the information is there. If you listen to our shows or get our coaching, the next step is to take action. You have to take action in order to transform.
So true. And I'm going to encourage people all over the world, doesn't matter where you live, go to Russell's website and check it out. Take a look at it for health or wealth. And Russell, I just appreciate you being a faithful listener, and we will have to meet one day in person. I would love to have lunch or dinner with you and your wife.
Yes, I appreciate you. You're a blessing to the world.
Thank you. Well, everybody, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to be right back with Richard Harper.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Hi there, Jules here. I want to make sure you know about our incredible new online magazine called The Science Behind the Law of Attraction. You can view it on your iPad, tablet, or even your computer, which means you can read it before you go to sleep every night or whenever you need to take a break. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net and purchase your copy today for only $3.99. You can even purchase past issues. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net. I know you are going to love it.
Well, I am back, and I hope that you enjoyed my very special guest, Mr. Russell Bruce. I think it's so exciting to hear how the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show is really impacting the lives of people all over the world. And guess who's back? My very special guest for the second time is Richard R. Harper. And of course, all of you guys know that he is the author of Consciously Wealthy, Developing a Rich Mindset to Make Power Moves. And this man was so phenomenal last week that I had to have him back again. And during my 5 years, almost 6 years of recording, I think I've only had possibly maybe five people back more than once. That included Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, Jack Canfield, etc. So Richard's right up there in that category. So we're just excited to have him back. So Richard Harper, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much, and I'm so glad to be back. It is indeed an honor.
So Richard, you and I are becoming great friends. I mean, what can I say? What you shared last week, and I listened to it again and again, and I've been listening to the comments of people from all over the world, and they're just blown away by what you're saying.
Wow. Wow. I'm so excited. And, you know, it's really a blessing. It's a blessing to share something that's impacting lives.
So where do you want to start, Richard? I mean, there was so much that we covered, and I talked to you earlier this week before the recording, and I kind of asked you, what do you feel like God or Spirit is really saying to you to share with people all over the world? And then we can maybe get into your book some more.
Okay. Well, one thing is that I, you know, that's dear to me, of course, is, you know, as we were talking about consciousness, but prosperity consciousness, what I like to call prosperity consciousness, you know, because prosperity has received such a bad rap. That word, that term, it's like it has become something very negative. And I know there are a lot of people who have, you know, been taken advantage of when it comes to some different prosperity meetings or teachings or things like that. And then I see so many people that go from one prosperity meeting to the next prosperity meeting, and they become so frustrated because it appears to them. And notice that I said it's not that the prosperity isn't happening, but it appears to them that the prosperity manifestation isn't happening in their life. And so I always like to, you know, take some time to explain to people, you know, what prosperity is, or, you know, what the prosperity consciousness is about. One of my favorite scriptures about prosperity is found in Revelations, the second chapter, verses 8 through 11. And in that, the prophet John is talking about the church of Smyrna. And in that, he says, or Jesus says to him that Smyrna has gone through great troubles, trials, tribulations, and all types of things. But in the middle of that, he says, but thou art rich. Mm. And that's one thing that, you know, prosperity consciousness is about, that in the midst of everything else, my awareness says that I am rich. And the Smyrna represents that center or that faculty in within us that our consciousness of substance, it comes from God, who is our source. So in terms of prosperity consciousness, it's the mindset that God the Creator is the source of our supply. And when we walk in that Christ mind and Christ consciousness, when we recognize and acknowledge each and every day that we have an eternal oneness, it's not a oneness or a union that can ever be broken or destroyed, that we have an eternal oneness with God, who is our source. When you have prosperity consciousness, that's where your faith is. Your faith is in God in you as creator and the source of all the substance. And that source is just around us, and we use our faith just to create or manifest out of that source. You know, there's gold that's floating around us. And I really want to encourage people and people that are listening. There's so many things, you know, concepts that are taking place politically and in the justice system, and so many, you know, injustices and things that are taking place. And people are really losing hope. And that's because our focus is not on God within us as our creator and as the source of our supply. And we've got to get back to that oneness and that union with God, and know that we don't have to panic, that everything is taken care of, and absolutely everything is going to be all right.
Well, you know, Richard, when you say God is our source of supply, how can people begin to grasp that? Because we're taught that our job or our business is our supply. So how can we consciously begin to shift, you know, just on an everyday basis? What would that look like? Because sometimes if you don't have any money, or if you feel alone, or if you feel stuck, you don't feel like God is your supply.
Absolutely. You know, I've been there. The thing that I began to do was affirm it. Mm-hmm. You know, affirmation makes it firm. And it's something that I have to affirm within myself. You know, even the teacher, there comes a time when the doctor has to take medicine, you know, has to write their own prescription and take their own medicine. And we all have to do that. And this is why this is a daily practice. Consciousness is a daily practice.
prosperity is a daily practice. And real prosperity has, you know, really nothing to do with the physical things. And that's what we've got to get over. Because we're not here to get anything. We're here to distribute. And as we distribute, then we receive more so that we can distribute to others. So with you, the first thing you've got to do is affirm God as your source. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're looking at, you've got to begin to affirm within yourself and to yourself and speak to yourself and say that God is my source. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's just not, you know, a little cute prayer that we pray or some little religious prayer that we use or psalm, but that is a powerful affirmation. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my provider. And where is the Lord? Where is he? He is within me. He's not up. You know, they said to them at the tomb of Christ, they said, why stand you here gazing? I believe it was an angel said that. Why are you standing here? Who are you looking for? There's no one else here. So we stand up and we look for this God in the sky. You know, what happens is people do not realize that God is their source because they're looking in the wrong direction. You've got to look within, and everything that's going to come into your life is going to come through your life. Life doesn't happen to you. It's not supposed to be happening to you. Life is supposed to happen through you, and it is happening through us each and every day. And we must begin to take responsibility for the things that are coming out of our lives. So it's me making a decision and acknowledging that God is the source of my supply. My job is a resource. My career is a resource. My retirement plan, my credit cards, my rich aunt and uncle who has me in their will. These are all resources so for us. They are resources, but we do not put our focus on the resource, but we put our focus on the source, who is God. And prosperity comes from acknowledging God as our source. And we've got to get over all of the little hang-ups that we have and begin to realize that God is the source of our supply and is God within us.
You know, that's so powerful. You mentioned affirming or affirmation. Expound on the power of your words. You know, I was just studying this week, and somebody I was reading that how, you know, when you speak truth or when you speak the word of God, that, you know, that it has a high frequency, and that you really need to speak, you know, into your current circumstances. So talk about the power of words, the power of affirmation, and how can people begin to use that on a daily basis?
Yeah, just taking point, I was just quoting the 23rd Psalm, and it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is an affirmation. By first acknowledging that God's source is my shepherd, the one that provides for me, and what I affirm is because God is my source, I shall not want. That's what happens when you come into acknowledging God as your source. You lose all fear of lack and limitation, and you begin to walk in this freedom from being controlled by material things or material phenomena. So to affirm means to make it firm, and you make whatever you say out of your mouth, whatever you are defining yourself to be, to do or to have, using the power of affirmation, using the power of spoken word. And if we speak it out of our mouths and we apply an intense emotion of belief with it, you've got to be emotional about these things, passionate about the things that you desire to be, to do, or to have. You know, you just can't say, oh, I want to be rich and, you know, have no excitement about it. Money is energy. And you've got to get excited about it. You know, you've got to begin to affirm your relationship with money, affirm your relationship with healing. It's the same thing between two individuals in a marriage or that are dating. What they do is we say things to that person that we date and or that to our spouses. We begin to affirm to them that we love them, that we appreciate them. that they are special to us. And that's one thing that you're doing through your own affirmation is that you are those things that you're speaking out of your mouth about yourself, those things that you're calling into fruition into your life, you're making those things firm. You're making those things solid within your life. And each and every day, we must begin to use affirmations. You know, a lot of us are really on the whole I am affirmation. Mm-hmm. And that's powerful because that is a law, the law of I am. Joel said in the Bible, Joel 3:10, let the weak say, I am strong. And between the Gospels to Revelations, Jesus declared I am about 26 times. Mm-hmm. And I am is the center of consciousness. God is the great I am, and he's the center of consciousness. And as we begin to affirm I am, whatever you attach to the I am is absolutely what you become. Because when you begin to say I am, you're using the name of God. And whatever you say I am to, the universe begins to move and begins to go into action to bring into manifestation what you are professing your I am to be.
Wow. No, that's so awesome. You know, I was talking to somebody this week, and she said, I don't know why. I'm broke. And I told her, I said, don't ever use those words around me. You know, and you should never, you know, because when you attach, I am broke, I am sick, I am depressed, I am sad, you know, all of those words, you eventually become those things.
Mm-hmm,
nothing
mm-hmm,
but the truth. Mm-hmm. And you know, Richard, I know one man who became a millionaire just by confessing and believing, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He said he would confess it, he would write it, and he said then one day he believed it. And he said just phenomenal things started to happen for him.
That's right, because belief is the inner acceptance of an idea as truth. Hmm. The law of belief, which says that we don't believe what we see, but we see what we have already chosen to believe. So you have to choose to see it, choose to believe it before you see it. So when you see something, it comes in the form of however you choose to see it. Now, you can be naturally afraid of an animal that someone else sees as a beautiful creature that they aren't afraid of, you know, or that they care for. So you can look at a rat and you can see a rat as some vile, disgusting creature that you feel has no purpose on the earth. But someone else looks at that rat is a cute creature, animal, and, you know, they want to take it as a pet, or they even have, you know, rodents as pets or whatever. That's their belief system. So it's what you choose to see, and it's already what you've chosen, what you have decided to see. And that's an inner acceptance. We deal with things on the outer, even in our spirituality. We deal with Christ on outer levels, especially on this Western world. We deal with everything on the outer. We never deal with the inner. You know, I teach on tithing, and I talk about the outer tither, but before the outer tither begins to tithe, we've got to deal with the inner tither. And so you've got to deal with the inner belief system and not look at things on the outside, but begin to deal with the inward thing.
Awesome.
And the belief that you have functions within you consciously and subconsciously. So you can consciously believe something is for you, but subconsciously you hold some thoughts or you've accepted some things as truth that begins to erase what it is that you want to have in your life. It begins to kick it out. So we talk about affirmations, but there's the other side to affirmation is the denial. And you've got to begin to use not only the affirmations, but use denials. And in the church world, we call it binding and loosing. But in a metaphysical sense, we can call it affirming something or denying something. And when we go through denials, what we do is we begin to erase from our minds those false beliefs, those negative beliefs within our minds, and we clear away all of those beliefs so that we can make room for truth to be established in our life. And even Jesus went through the temple and he cleansed the temple. He threw out all the thieves And that's, you know, what we're doing when we use those denials. And we're saying that, no, I do not accept this as my reality. My reality is such and such. The Lord is my shepherd. That's what I'm affirming. God is my source. I shall not want. So I'm saying to want, lack, poverty, whatever it is, I shall not want. I'm denying you that power to bring want into my life.
That's so awesome. You know, so for someone who might have started a business, Richard, and they don't see anything, they need to deny the lack of customers. Or for some lady or woman who's really desiring love and they haven't been on a date in years, they need to deny that and affirm and look at and focus in only on what they desire.
That's right. And you have to believe what you speak. Yeah. Even the Apostle Paul says, we believe, therefore we speak. So we must believe before we speak. Many people are speaking things that they absolutely do not believe in. So we've got to stop and take a moment. Do I really believe in that? Do I really believe in the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus? You know, I'm talking about these things. Do I really believe that I deserve wealth? Do I really believe that I can, you know, be cured or healed of a terminal disease? Do I believe that I can live an abundant life? Do I believe that I can be a CEO? Do I actually believe that I can be in a relationship with this type of person, with my dream mate? Do I believe that? You've got to begin to deal with the inner belief. People are frustrated because they are speaking things that they do not believe. And in the church, we use the call and response, or we repeat. You know, the minister says, say this or say that, and everyone affirms that. It's the same thing we do when we go to self-help and motivational seminars. We say these affirmations. We take these affirmation sheets. You know, I'm kind of old school at my church. I put out the gold affirmation sheet, and we pull out the gold affirmation sheet, and we affirm healing and prosperity. We affirm it Sunday after Sunday. But I look at some people's lives and I'm saying, but what you're affirming, I don't see it working in your life. So if I sit down in counseling, I want to know what it is that you really believe. Because you can only truly manifest through the spoken word what you actually believe.
That's nothing but the truth, and that's so helpful. You know, in your book, you talk about prophetic intelligence. That's such an enormous word, Richard.
Yes,
explain
yes.
that. What does that mean, and how can people begin yes. to implement that concept into their lives?
Yes. Prophetic intelligence is the term that I choose to use. It's the same as what some may call intuition. Others may call it ESP. They're different names, clairvoyance, whatever an individual chooses to use. But I call it prophetic intelligence. It's an intelligence that comes from spirit. It's a sense of knowing, a sense of awareness of something that is going to take place or why something has taken place. And it's not an intelligence that you've received from any type of book or any type of natural source of information. It's information or it's intelligence that comes by way of the spirit. And it's imperative that we have this type of spiritual knowledge. We've got to see behind the eyes. Behind the outer eyes, there are eyes, the eyes of the spirit. Behind the inner ears, outer ears, there's an inner ear, which is the ear of the spirit. And behind the lips, the tongue and the teeth there, which makes your mouth, there is an inner mouth that speaks from the voice of the spirit. And it's important that we begin to develop that intuitive muscle or that prophetic muscle. I said in the book that prophetic intelligence will always cause you to be accurate and relevant. People create products that are irrelevant products. You know, if anyone would go out and begin to mass produce an 8-track system, I really don't think they would make a lot of money.
Maybe
from those. Not now. No, absolutely not. If anyone would begin to go and, you know, produce VHS tapes, I don't think they'd make a lot of money from that. It's obsolete. And so many times we do things, we try to create businesses or things or manifest things that are behind season. So the Spirit of God within us, or the superconscious, will always give us relevant and accurate information. And the only way that people are going to become rich this day is by solving problems. If you're not solving problems, you're not going to become rich. You have to be able to solve some type of problem. I think Barbara Walters asked Kim Kardashian, you know, why are you rich? You don't sing, you don't act, you know, you're just famous for being famous. Mm-hmm. But there is some level of entertainment that she brings to individuals or that entire family that they were able to brand and turn it into a very lucrative brand, because they are answering or solving some type of entertainment issue that people have, where they want to look within people's lives. So that's what prophetic intelligence begins to do for us. I tell a story in the book about Conrad Hilton, the founder of the Hilton Hotels, and he had this uncanny ability to always make the right investment and to always, you know, make the right purchase. He never failed, and he always denied, you know, being a prophet or having any type of psychic abilities, but it was just his intuition. And he moved off of the hunches that he received, those little nudgings. And you get these inner nudgings within you to say that this is something that you should go after, or this is something that you should do. Most of the time, you can't explain it. You know, there have been many nudgings that I've had that I absolutely could not explain to tell me to do something, to push me to do something, and it turned out favorable for me, or to push me, to nudge me to go away from something. And it turned out to be an advantage for me because I did not partake in that, or I didn't participate or invest in that particular thing because it failed, and it would have robbed me instead of increasing my life. So we all have this ability. We all have this ability. And I'm not talking about, you know, going in the realm of psychic mediumship. You know, I'm not going into that. I don't want to tell anybody that I'm saying, okay, you can just go and begin to, you know, contact relatives or whatever. That's another show that it passed on. That's not my area of expertise. Uh-huh. But for anyone that's in business or that's looking to have any type of success in their life, you must begin to develop that inner ear. And one way you begin to do that is as you begin to ask Source or ask God questions. Question the Spirit of God within you. People are, because, you know, God has just been so distant from us for so long, and people don't realize that he isn't distant from us. You know, between the Old Testament and New Testament, there was about 400 years of silence. Well, that's over with now. You know, mm-hmm. God's Spirit is speaking to us each and every day loudly and clearly. And it's that still, small voice within us. And that small voice speaks to us so loud. It may happen in a dream. It may speak in a dream. It may speak in some type of image, you know, picture. I was just teaching at my church last night about dreams and visions. It may come in some type of imagery that you may get, or just that sense of knowing, as Spider-Man says, that spidey sense. You know, you may just get that sense of this is where I'm supposed to be, or this is where I belong, or that feeling that this just feels right, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking of Jack Canfield, and when I interviewed him, he said that he and Mark Victor Hansen didn't know what to call Chicken Soup for the Soul, and he said mm-hmm. every night they said they were going to pray. And so he said that one night he woke up and it was just like a handwriting on the wall, Chicken Soup for the Soul. And he was like, Chicken Soup for the Soul? But he said, and then, you know, God just revealed to him, well, you know how when people are sick, you know, they eat some soup and it really nourishes their soul. And I mm-hmm. think he went to, I don't know, like 100 publishers, and everybody said no. But he had that prophetic intelligence to say, no, it's something with this title. And that's what I want people to tap into all over the world, that if they would just trust that nudging, like you shared on the inside, you know, then that could bring them to great wealth.
Absolutely, absolutely. Even with this book, with Conscious of Wealth, the name came about. Conscious of Wealth was not the original name of the book. That was another name because it began as a workshop, and it, as it evolved, it became Consciously Wealthy. With the cover of the book, with the chessboard being there, the cover designer, that's what we did. We prayed. We turned within and we listened to Source. And we both had this idea from God, the Spirit of God put within us about this chessboard. And, you know, she was seeing it and I was seeing it. And this is what we heard. And as I began to research about the chessboard, then I found out that the chessboard had a connection with consciousness. Now, that was something that I didn't know. And she didn't know at all, because reading my book was the first time she came into this, you know, knowledge about consciousness. This was all very new for her, and, you know, it was kind of far off. And when she, you know, we would just turn within. And that's what you've got to begin to do, is turn within. You know, it's not that you've got to go and, you know, I've got to go to church to do this. You know, I've got to go to my minister for this, or to some type of spiritual person, a guru. No, we really can put the mystics out of business, because we all have this Spirit of God within us. And we've got to learn to stop, to be still, to focus on. I remember as I began this, you know, I would have to have my music and, you know, the bells and all of this, or waves or wails and sounds and different things. But, you know, it's, I don't need that anymore. You know, I can go into this realm at any time of just sitting and being still and just focusing in and beginning to see. When I visualize, I don't visualize house, car, or anything like that anymore, like I used to when I meditate. Now when I'm meditating, I look and I see God within. And I just allow God to his presence, just as a white light, to just increase within my life and within my spirit. And it's out of the presence of God that ideas are brought to me, creative ideas are brought to me, new books have been given to me, I like to say downloaded into me, ideas, inspirations, aspirations, even things to say to others to encourage, you know, their lives. And this is even very important to me as a life coach. I use the prophetic abilities or the intuitive abilities with my life coaching. I tell everyone that I don't use anything that I learned at the Life Coaching Institute, and I had a wonderful instructor, and I'm sure she will listen to this this broadcast. She's a wonderful instructor, but even in her instruction, she told me, let the Spirit lead you. You know, let God lead you when you're working with your clients. And so sometimes you've got to throw the rule book away, and you've got to go the way that the Spirit of God is leading you. That's even in life. Sometimes you've got to put a rule book away and throw those guidelines. I'm not saying do anything illegal. Let me make a disclaimer there. But, you know, you can't, you may not be able to do something the cookie cutter way. You know, or let me say, you know, like connect the dots. It may not work that way, you know, where it's 1, 2, 3, you may go 1, 5, 4, you know, 3 or whatever sometimes, and just go as the Spirit leads you.
Wow, so powerful. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with author Richard R. Harper, and we're talking about Consciously Wealthy. Let's talk about love. You have one chapter on love, the elevator of higher consciousness, and I've heard it said that love is the highest vibration or frequency. Expound on that principle.
Love is the one system in the kingdom of God that will never fail. Even the Bible says love never fails. And we must begin to love not just ourselves or love people, but we've got to love the people that we serve. We must love the people, even your customers that come into your business. You must have a love for them, and you must have a love for what you do. And not just any type of love, but an agape love, which is an unconditional love. Love was so important that Jesus, his final commandment, which was found in John 14 and 34, was love. And it was that we love one another and that we love unconditionally. And we begin to love above ourselves, having a concern for others' welfare and having a concern for their feelings. And when we begin to walk in this love, and I say that in the book, that walking in love releases you into a realm of absolute freedom. You walk into a realm of absolute freedom. Why? Because you become free from pleasing yourself. Your desire becomes to do something that will make someone else's life better. And as you're doing something to make someone else's life better, I mean, you will receive possibly an increase from that. You know, Apple has done something with the iPhones and MacBooks or whatever, the iPad, that has made all of our lives so much better. And it has made their lives better, the people at Apple, at the same time. So we've got to begin to walk in this love. And as we walk in this love brings us into higher consciousness. Because God is love. Mm-hmm. It is who God is. God is love, and God's love is constant and it's unchanging. And that's the way we must be with our love. We must be constant and move away from this selfish type of human love, because we have an animal conscious as well. We just don't have this divine conscious, but we also operate in an animal conscious. And the animal consciousness is a sense consciousness. It moves and it does things to appeal to itself, to fulfill its own fleshly desires. And even if you watch some of the Natural Geographic shows or the Animal Planet shows, they talk about that during the mating season, that is the most dangerous time to be a male animal in some species of animals during that mating season, because they fight and they compete for the female's attention. And most of the time, those fights are fights to the death. And animals will even turn on their own children and they will eat their own young for survival. Mm-hmm. I believe it's the cheetah. The cheetah usually out of ignorance will eat its first pups, cubs, or what have you. I believe it's a cheetah. It's one animal. Will turn around and use that first litter. Will all get eaten up and devoured because the mother doesn't understand and she's not mature enough to understand that these are my offspring that I'm to raise. And so it's very, you know, important for us not to operate in this sense consciousness where we're always going after those things that just please us and just make us happy and just gratify us. And we hurt other people and step on others to get it done.
You know, that's so awesome. And that's why I'm just going to strongly encourage all of my listeners to really get Rich's book. He has life-changing revelation that can really help you to create an abundant and a really purposeful life. And I think it's so well written. I've been reading it again all of this week, and it has really given me insight, Richard, and revelation into how I can shift and do things differently. So tell our listeners, wow, how can they get your book? What is your contact information? How can we reach you? How can we come to your church? I thought about you last Sunday. I was thinking, man, if I was in Houston, I know where I would be going.
We would love to have you, you know, just hop on a plane, just come on to Houston, Texas. A true story, I just had my former Sunday school teacher where I grew up. I was sitting there and I looked in the back of my church and she and her husband were sitting at the back of the service, and they flew in. They were in Houston and flew to another city and flew back to Houston just to come to go to church with us. And so I thought that was so awesome. Mm-hmm. You can find information about Consciously Wealthy and also the life coaching from richardharperministries.org. But I'm so excited that probably within the next few minutes, we will be launching consciouslywealthylife.com.
Wow, that's I love
consciously
that.
Wealthylife, LIFE.com. And you will be able to purchase the book through that website. Also, if you're interested in consciously wealthy coaching, you will be able to learn more about the coaching process there. And there's other information that you will be able to use, you know, news that you can use there at that website. And that's consciouslywealthylife.com. But if you want to find out information about our church and where we're located in Houston, Texas, you can just go to richardharperministries.org.
So, Richard, did you say consciously wealthy life, L-I-F-E, as in Frank?
L-I-F-E.
S-E, that's what I thought.
Consciously wealthy
you.
Life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
consciously
so,
wealthy life.
That's what I thought. I'm like, I think he's saying L-I-S-E. So everybody go to that, this new website. Maybe you're listening to it because this is airing live today, but maybe you're 2 weeks in listening to it. Go to that new website and get his book. Download it. I have it on Kindle and you know, you can highlight it. And I've been highlighting and just taking, you know, just really intense notes because it's such an anointing and it's such a powerful book. And if you would just take this one book and do everything in this one book, I mean, Richard, their lives would drastically change.
I believe that.
I know.
So I go back in this book and I'm shocked sometimes when I go back and read it, and I wrote it.
You're like, who wrote this? Well, that goes back to what you said. God was downloading this to you and through you for others.
Yes, absolutely.
So powerful. So we have about 3 minutes, Richard. What would you like to say to people all over the world tonight?
You know, we were just talking about love, and I would encourage everyone to live that life pattern of love. When you live a life pattern of love, it will open doors for you to walk in that abundance, because you're going to lose the desires for selfishness, and your focus will become will be on creating things that are good, things that will begin to benefit others. And you'll also walk in this attitude of abundance. Your mindset will begin to change. You'll begin to lose fear of scarcity. There's no scarcity in the world. There's no scarcity in the universe. We live in a rich, vast universe. I've never heard my dog say that there's starvation in the world. I've never seen the animals in the rainforest or in the jungle protesting and saying that they're suffering from starvation. They aren't suffering from starvation. Why? Because there's richness in the universe, and the universe is waiting to manifest and bring to you all of those things that you desire to have, to do, and to be. So begin to walk in that type of love, and it is a life pattern. And I want you to know as I close that you deserve the best because you are the best, and God has put his best within you.
So powerful, Richard. Thank you so much. Well, once again, this is Constance with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. You can visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And, of course, you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And remember this, I say this every week, God loves you, I love you, and the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.